Sweet redemption for kicker Dan Carpenter. He spent 5 years in Miami and made several kicks to win games for this team before he was released in August. On this day, in his return to Miami, Carpenter made a huge kick to beat the Dolphins.
Obviously, I know, you know, the Dolphins, they like to bring on field goal block. You know, I just wanted to make sure, you know, everything timing-wise was, you know, consistent on what we've always done. You know, we're pretty quick in Buffalo. So, you know, yeah, there wasn't really much thought process, you know, just kick it through those yellow things out there.
I think Dan is well-respected, had a great career here. You see him going on the field before. It's not, you know, I don't think anyone needs any extra motivation, you know, in this league to come back and kind of say, hey, you know, I told you so, or things like that. And Dan's a professional. He went out there, and he played extremely well, except, you know, for that last kick, really. I mean, you know, he did well. He made the field goal. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, he's happy. But I guarantee you this, knowing Dan in that time, he's a whole lot more happier that our team won. Than he is anything else.
It's got extra meaning because it's a division game. You know, obviously, you know, we're just watching there and we're watching the Jets beat the Patriots. So, you know, it's getting mixed up here. You know, obviously in our division, we gotta win the ones in the division. They're more important, obviously, than the rest. But so, you know, other than that, you know, I've said all week, I got phone calls from probably some of you guys up in Buffalo. You know, it's just, there wasn't anything special about it. You know, it's a game. You know, I didn't have any hard feelings about what happened here. You know, I'm glad to be in Buffalo right now and doing anything I can to help this team win.
In all seven games this year, the Buffalo Bills have either led or been tied in the fourth quarter. Against Miami on this day, they trailed in the fourth quarter. They've become the kings of the nail biters. I can't imagine there's a team in the NFL that's been in more close fourth quarter situations than you guys.
Yeah, we're a nail biting team now. We'll keep you on the edge of the seat, but at the same time, we're going to fight it. We're going to get over the hump, and we're going to do the best we can, of course.
Most games in the NFL are decided, you know, by 7 points or less, and you know, we expect to play those games. You know, most games are going to be tight, and we're getting pretty experienced at playing those types of games, and obviously glad we were able to pull it out today.
We know every game's going to come down to the wire, so we got to just keep fighting and, you know, don't flinch when they make plays, and, you know, just keep fighting because it's going to come down to the wire. And, you know, we did a good job of that. That's how we were able to come out with the win.
Our win-loss ratio got to be better, you know. We've been pretty much in every situation, you know. We battle with all these teams every week. You know, we just got to continue to keep the guys down and winning these games, you know, going this road so we can really get this playoff here.
With the Bills in Miami, I'm John Murphy for Bills Focus.